Chapter 9. A Framework for the Expression of Greatness. The men who are great live with that which is substantial, and they do not stay with that which is superficial. They abide with realities, they remain not with what is showy. The one they discard, the other they hold. Lao Tzu.
"Hey, cats," boomed the billionaire. "You're right on time, as usual. Nice work."
It was 5 a.m., and while the retreating outline of the moon remained in the sky, the rays of a new dawn greeted the three human beings standing on the perfect beach. The perfumed ocean breeze swirled with notes of red hibiscus, clove, and tuberose. A Mauritius kestrel, the rarest falcon in the world, flew overhead, and a pink pigeon, the scarcest on the planet, minded its business near a lush cluster of palm trees. A family of geckos shot by on their way to someplace important, and a giant Aldabra tortoise crawled along a grassy bank above the shore. All this natural splendor elevated the joy and electrified the spirits of the three members of the 5 a.m. club who stood on the sand. The billionaire pointed to a bottle floating in the ocean. As he waved his finger from side to side, the bottle moved from side to side. When he twirled a digit, the bottle in the water swirled with it. And when he lifted a hand slowly, the bottle appeared to rise above the surface of the ocean. Soon the container washed up onto the wet sand, and it became clear that a swatch of silk had been rolled up inside of it. Picture how mysterious all this seemed.
"A message in a bottle," declared the billionaire happily.
He started clapping his hands like a little tyke. He sure was an abnormal and totally wonderful character.
"This conveniently sets the tone for my mentoring session with you this morning," he added.
The industrialist then lifted the vessel, unscrewed the cap, and pulled out the fabric, which had a framework stitched onto it. It's reproduced on the enhancement. It was the 3-step success formula.
"This is one of the simplest yet gnarliest of the teaching models the Spellbinder shared when he started coaching me as a young man," explained the billionaire,
using more of his surfer slang.
"And it'll provide the context for all the teachings that will follow. So I really want you both to understand it intimately. At first glance, it seems like a really basic model, but as you integrate it over time, you'll see how profound it is."
Mr. Riley then closed his eyes, covered his ears with his hands, and recited these words. "The beginning of transformation is the increase of perception. As you see more, you can materialize more. And once you know better, you can achieve bigger. The great women and men of the world, the ones responsible for the magical symphonies, the beautiful movements, the advancements of science and the progress of technology, started by re-engineering their thinking and reinventing their awareness. In so doing, they entered a secret universe that the majority could not perceive, and this, in turn, allowed them to make the daily choices few choose to make, which automatically delivered the daily results few get to experience." The tycoon reopened his eyes. He raised an index finger to his lips, as if immersed in some splendidly weighty insight. Looking intently at the framework embedded into the silk, he continued. "Heroes, titans, and icons all have a personal trait that average performers just don't show, you know?"
"Which is?" asked the artist,
who was dressed goofily in a muscle shirt and a Speedo swimsuit.
"Rigor," replied the billionaire. "The best in the world have depth. Members of the majority often get stuck in a mindset of superficiality in their work. Their whole approach is light. No real preparation, very little contemplation, and then the setting of a towering vision for the desired outcome, along with patiently considering the sequencing of executions that will result in an awesome result. The 95% of performers don't invest painstaking attention to the tiniest of details, and fail to refine the smallest of finishes like the great masters do. For most people, the truth is that it's all about the path of least resistance, getting what they need to get done fast, and just sneaking by, mailing it in instead of bringing it on." The minority of exceptional creative achievers operate under a completely different philosophy.
Tell me, replied the artist, intrigued.
They apply a mentality of granularity instead of a mindset of superficiality. They have encoded depth as a lifetime value and exist under a profound insistence on greatness in all that they do. Exceptionalists fully understand that their creative output, no matter if they are bricklayers or bakers, chief executive officers or dairy farmers, astronauts or cashiers, represents their reputation. The best in any endeavor appreciate the fact that your good name is branded onto every piece of work that you release, and they get that you can't put a price tag on people saying superb things about you.
The billionaire rubbed the bottle. Then he held it up and viewed the last evidence of the disappearing moon through its glass, before continuing his discourse.
But it goes deeper than social approval, the industrialist indicated. The grade of work you offer to the world reflects the strength of the respect you have for yourself. Those with unfathomable personal esteem wouldn't dare send out anything average. It would diminish them too much. If you want to lead your field, Mr. Riley went on, become a performer and person of depth, he reinforced. Commit to being a highly unusual human being instead of one of those timid souls who behave like everyone else, living a sloppy life instead of a magnificent one, a derivative life instead of an original one.
Profound,
the artist contributed, showing great exuberance while taking off his muscle shirt to get some sun.
In their work, the maestros of mastery are extraordinarily thoughtful. They think precisely about what they are doing. They hold their labor to the highest of standards and sweat the smallest of strokes. Like master sculptor Gian Lorenzo Bernini did as he crafted Fontana dei Quattro Fiumi, Fountain of the Four Rivers, his masterpiece that sits gloriously in the center of Piazza Navona in Rome. Such producers are meticulous and craft at near flawless. And as obvious as this sounds, they just really, really, really care.
But people have a lot to do in their days, these days, interjected the entrepreneur. This isn't the 1600s. My inbox is full. My schedule is packed. I have back-to-back meetings most days. I need to do pitches. I feel like I can never keep up with all that's coming at me. Shooting for mastery isn't easy.
I understand, the billionaire replied kindly. Less is more, you know? You're attempting too much. Geniuses understand that it's smarter to create one masterwork than 1,000 ordinary pieces. One of the reasons I love being around the finest art is that the belief systems, emotional inspiration, and ways of working of those great virtuosos rub off on me. And I can tell you with absolute certainty, these epic performers inhabited an entirely different universe than most people in business and society populate today, as I've suggested.
Just then, a brilliantly colored butterfly perched on the very tip of Stone Riley's left ear. He smiled and said,
"Hey, little buddy, nice to see you again." The magnate then added, "When you deconstruct how the superstars, virtuosos, and geniuses achieved what they did, you'll realize that it was their heightened awareness of the opportunities for daily greatness that inspired them to make the better daily choices that yielded better daily results."
Mr. Riley pointed to the learning model.
"That's the power of self-education," he went on. "As you become aware of new ideas, you'll grow as a producer and as a person. As you escalate your personal and professional development, the level at which you implement and execute around your gorgeous ambitions will rise. And, of course, as your ability to make your dreams and visions into reality increases, you'll be rewarded with greater income and higher impact." The magnate spoke as he tapped a finger onto step 3 of the diagram. "This is why agreeing to this training with me was such a smart move, and this is what this framework here is designed to teach you." The billionaire scratched his lean abs and inhaled a deep breath of ocean air. "And may I say that because of the way the remarkable ones saw the world and how they behaved when it came to their crafts, and because they showed up in their lives so very differently from the way the mass of humanity operates, they were called kooks, misfits, weirdos,
They weren't, exclaimed the billionaire exuberantly. They just played at a much higher level, in rare air. They brought rigor to what they did. They'd spent weeks, months, sometimes years getting the finishing touches perfect. They forced themselves to stay with the work when they felt alone or scared or bored. They persisted in the translation of their heroic visions into everyday reality when they were misunderstood, ridiculed, and even attacked. God, I admire the great geniuses of the world. I really do.
The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it, offered the artist succinctly.
The entrepreneur looked at him as she began to rub a bracelet on her wrist.
George Orwell said that, he pronounced. And whenever you are creating beauty around you, you are restoring your own soul, the artist carried on. Alice Walker said that.
The masters produce in a way that ordinary workers would label as obsessive, expounded the industrialist. But the reality of remarkability is that what the 95% of performers call picky behavior surrounding an important project, the top 5% of creators know is simply the price of admission for world class. Here, look at the model again so we can bring even more precision to your understanding around it, instructed the billionaire as he touched the diagram on the piece of silk. The majority of people on the planet today really are trapped in superficiality, he confirmed. Superficial understanding of their power to rise, superficial intimacy with the possibilities of their potential, superficial knowledge of the neurobiology of mastery, the daily routines of the world builders, and the very ambitions they wish to prioritize the remainder of their lives around. The majority is stuck in vague, imprecise thinking, and vague, imprecise thinking yields vague, imprecise results. A quick example? Ask the average person for directions, and most of the time, you'll discover their instructions are unclear. That's because the way they think is unclear, said the billionaire as he picked up a stick from the beach and pointed it toward the word granularity on the framework. Legendary achievers are vastly different. They get that amateur levels of awareness will never lead to the highest grade of professional results. Another example that I hope will dial in this important insight for you two. I'm a huge fan of Formula One racing. I was invited to hang out with my favorite team in the pit area recently. Their attention to the slightest of particulars, their dedication to the demonstration of extreme excellence, and their willingness to do whatever it took to make things great was not only validating, but tremendously inspiring. Again, to the ordinary person, the suggestion of the need for an obsessive attention to the most minor of details and the importance of a ridiculously rigorous approach in their pro and private lives seems odd. But that F1 crew, their flawless calibration of the race car, their superhuman speed in executing pit stops, and even the way they cleaned the pit area with an industrial vacuum cleaner after the car roared away, so there wasn't even a hint of dirt anywhere, was fantastic. This is my point. The top 5% go granular versus applying a superficial mindset to their daily attitudes, behaviors, and activities.
They really sweat the fine points so much they removed the dirt from the pit area after the race car left?
Questioned the artist, fascinated.
Yep, remarked the billionaire. They swept and vacuumed the whole bay. And when I asked them why, they told me that if even a molecule of sediment got into the race machine's engine, it could cost them a win. Or even worse, it could result in the loss of a life. Actually, any small failure of even one team member to act with precision could create a tragedy. One loose screw left by an unfocused crew member could lead to a calamity. One checklist item missed by a distracted associate might cause a catastrophe. Or one missing measurement overlooked by a squad partner leaving some of his precious attention on the phone he was playing with prior to the pit stop could cost a victory.
I'm beginning to agree with you that the approach you are speaking of is important, admitted the entrepreneur. Very few business people and those in other fields like the arts, sciences, and sports think and behave like this anymore. It used to be normal, I guess. Developing high awareness around the things that we do, and having a painstaking approach to making our work perfect.
refining the details, sweating the little points, producing with precision rather than being unprofessional and careless, under-promising and over-delivering, taking immense pride in our craft, going deep and embracing, to use your words, granularity versus superficiality.
I must give credit where it's due, said the billionaire humbly. This languaging and this model was taught to me by the Spellbinder. But yes, small things matter when it comes to mastery. I read somewhere that the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, which broke so many hearts, was caused by the failure of a single O-ring seal that some experts valued at 70 cents. A horrific ending of lives was caused by a flaw around what appeared to be an insignificant detail.
This all makes me think of the Dutch genius Vermeer, the artist contributed. He was a painter who pursued work of the highest quality. He experimented with different techniques that would allow natural light to fall in a way that made his art look three-dimensional. There was such a depth to what he created, such attractiveness to each stroke, and such refinement in every move. So I agree, too. The average artist has a really light, basic, impatient approach to their painting. Their focus is more on the cash than on the craft. Their attention is on the fame, not the finesse. I guess that because of this, they never build the higher awareness and acumen that will help them make the better choices, that will give them the better results, that will make them the legends of their fields. I'm starting to get how powerful this simple model is.
I love Vermeer's Woman in Blue reading a letter. And, of course, Girl with a Pearl Earring, said the billionaire, cementing the fact that he appreciated great art. I love this insight that you're sharing with us, observed the entrepreneur as her eyes widened. She then grasped the artist's hand. Mr. Riley winked.
I knew this was coming, he muttered with obvious happiness on seeing their growing romantic connection.
He closed his eyes once again. The butterfly was still sitting on the ear of the eccentric tycoon as it flapped its exotic colored wings. Mr. Riley spoke these words from the mighty poet Rumi. Gamble everything for love, if you are a true human being. If not, leave this gathering. Half-heartedness doesn't reach into majesty.
Can I ask you a question? Wondered the entrepreneur.
Absolutely, replied the billionaire.
How does this philosophy of rigor and granularity play out in personal relationships?
Not well, was the candid reply of the shirtless baron. The Spellbinder schooled me on a concept called the dark side of genius. Basically, the idea is that every human gift comes with a downside, and the very quality that makes you special in one area is the same one that makes you a misfit in another. The reality is that many of the great virtuosos of the world had messy private lives. The very gifts of seeing a vision few else could see, holding themselves to the absolute highest of standards, being content alone for long stretches of time as they worked monomaniacally detailing the most minor points on their projects, behaving relentlessly in following through on their masterpieces, acting with rarely seen self-discipline, and listening to their hearts while ignoring their critics, made personal relationships hard. They were misunderstood and seen as difficult and different, rigid and unbalanced. The billionaire then fell to the sand and started doing more push-ups at a ferocious pace. Next, while staring at a white dove that glided over the roof of his oceanside home, he did 20 burpees. Then he carried on.
And many of these legends of creativity, productivity, and world-class performance were out of balance, the magnate stated. They were perfectionists, mavericks, and fanatics. This is the dark side of genius. The very things that make you amazing at your craft can devastate your home life.
Just telling you cats the truth, observed the billionaire as he sipped from a water bottle that had tiny lettering on it.
If you looked at it closely and carefully, here's what you'd read. Philip of Macedonia, in a message to Sparta. You are advised to submit without further delay, for if I bring my army into your land, I will destroy your farms, slay your people, and raze your city.
Sparta's reply, if.
But just because your gifts have downsides to them doesn't mean you shouldn't express them, expounded the billionaire energetically. You just need to develop awareness around where they can lead you into trouble in your personal life and then manage those traps. And this brings me beautifully back to this morning's learning model that really does set the stage for everything you'll learn about the transformational value of the 5 a.m. Club and how to lock it in as an enduring habit.
The industrialist bent down, picked up a sea-worn stick, and touched it to the silk swatch.
Please always remember the core maxim for elite performance that this framework for personal greatness has been built around. With better daily awareness, you can make better daily choices. And with better daily choices, you'll start seeing better daily results. The Spellbinder calls this the three-step success formula. See, with better awareness of your natural ability to achieve great things, for example, or on how installing the 5 a.m. method into your morning routine will upgrade your productivity, you'll rise from the community of superficiality that currently dominates the earth up into the society of granularity. This heightened level of insight and consciousness will then optimize your daily decisions. And logically, once you get your daily choices right, you'll accelerate your leadership, accomplishment, and impact dramatically. Because it's your decisions that make your results. For one of our coaching sessions, the billionaire continued, the Spellbinder and I met in Lucerne, Switzerland. Such a pretty city set on a magnificent lake, surrounded by breathtaking mountains. Sort of a fairy tale kind of a place. Anywho, one morning he ordered a pot of hot water, along with some lemon wedges, so he could have the fresh lemon tea he enjoys sipping most mornings. Here's the thing.
This should be interesting, the artist interrupted as he scratched an arm with a tattoo built around an Andy Warhol quote that said, I never think that people die, they just go to department stores.
The tray arrived, the billionaire went on. Perfect silverware, excellent china, everything calibrated to the highest order. And get this, whoever cut the lemons in the kitchen exercised the deep craft rigor essential to sustained mastery by actually going the extra mile and carving the seeds out of the wedges. Amazing, right?
The billionaire began to do the same quirky dance that he did at the conference center. Then he stopped. The entrepreneur and the artist shook their heads.
A pretty uncommon level of care and attention to detail in a world of such superficiality and performers stuck in apathy, said the entrepreneur, pretending not to be distracted by the moguls dancing. The Spellbinder calls the phenomenon pervading commerce these days the collective deprofessionalization of business, noted the billionaire. People who should be working, delighting customers, showcasing extraordinary skills, unlocking otherworldly value for their organizations so both they and their firms experience success, are watching inane videos on their phones, shopping online for shoes, or scrolling through their social feeds. I've never seen people so disengaged at work, so checked out, and so exhausted. And I've never seen people making so many mistakes.
The billionaire pointed the crooked stick at the three-step success formula again.
Deseeding the lemon wedges is a fine metaphor to challenge you to consistently make the shift from superficiality to granularity. Real rigor in terms of your approach to not only what you do at work, but how you operate in your private life. True depth as it relates to how you think, behave, and deliver. Healthy perfectionism and an unyielding quest to be the best that you are capable of becoming is what I'm suggesting to you two good folks here on this awesome beach. This will give you what the Spellbinder calls a GCA, gargantuan competitive advantage. It's never been so easy to own the sport and business today, because so few performers are doing the things required to reach industry dominance. Mastery is a rarity, and people who play at a brilliant level are a scarcity. So the field is yours. If you show up the way I'm encouraging you to show up, here's the powerful insight. There's a ton of competition at ordinary, but there's almost none at extraordinary.
There's never been such a glamorous opportunity to become peerless, because so few people are dedicated to world-class in this age of such scattered focus, eroded values, and deteriorated faith in ourselves along with the inherent primal power we hold. How often do you meet someone at a store or in a restaurant who is fully present, astoundingly polite, unusually knowledgeable, full of enthusiasm, incredibly hardworking, intensely imaginative, noticeably inventive, and gasp-worthily great at what they do? Almost never, right?
Yes, acknowledged the entrepreneur. I'd have to interview thousands of people to find one treasure like this.
So you cats have a GCA? Lucky you, shouted the billionaire. You can pretty much dominate your fields because so few are like this now. Raise your commitment, step up your standards, and then get busy on hardwiring in this way of being as your default. And that's really important. You have to optimize daily. Consistency really is the DNA of mastery. And small, daily, seemingly insignificant improvements, when done consistently over time, yield staggering results. Please remember that great companies and wonderful lives don't happen by sudden revolution. Nope, they materialize via incremental evolution. Tiny daily wins and iterations stack into outcomes of excellence over the long term. But few of us have the patience these days to endure the long game. As a result, not many of us ever become legends.
All this information is fantastic and so valuable for my art, the artist said gratefully as he put his shirt back on.
Wonderful to hear, acknowledged the billionaire. Look, I know that you both have experienced a ton of learning in a very short time. I understand that getting up early is a new skill you're installing, and everything you've heard about chasing greatness, leaving the crowd, relinquishing average and renouncing ordinary is probably overwhelming. So just breathe and relax, please. Exceptionalism is a journey. Virtuosity is a voyage. Rome wasn't built in a day, right?
Right, agreed the artist.
Definitely, accepted the entrepreneur.
And I also get that rising into the more pure reaches of your superior strengths and most sovereign human gifts is an uncomfortable and scary process. I've been through it, and the rewards that are on their way to you as you remain dedicated to learning the 5 a.m. method are worth more than any amount of money, fame, and worldly power you'll ever have. And what I've taught you today is a necessary component to the system for waking before daybreak and preparing yourself to be an elite achiever and luminous human being that we'll go much deeper into in our upcoming sessions together. I guess what I really want to say before I let you cats go for this morning, so you can go have some fun, is that while growth as a producer and as a person can be hard, it truly is the finest work a human being can ever do. And fully remember that you are most alive when your heart beats quickest, and we are most awake when our fears scream loudest.
So we need to keep going ahead, right? Confirmed the entrepreneur as a lovely ocean breeze washed through her brown hair.
Absolutely, said the tycoon. All shadows of insecurity dissolve in the warm glow of persistency. Okay, one last example about assuming a rigorous approach in your professional and home life and gaining a GCA by going all granular on important projects, around essential skills and during meaningful activities. After that, I'd love for you two to go swimming, snorkeling, and sunbathing. You should see the spectacular lunch my team has prepared for you. I need to head into Port Louis for a meeting, but I really hope you both will make yourselves at home. So,
Mr. Riley stopped for a moment, reached down and touched his toes four times while muttering the following mantra.
Today is a glorious day and I'll live it at excellence. With boundless enthusiasm and limitless integrity, true to my visions and with a heart full of love. I remember reading an article, the billionaire continued, where the CEO of Moncler, the Italian fashion company, was asked what his favorite food was. He replied it was spaghetti pomodoro. And then he shared that while this dish seems strikingly simple to prepare, as it's only pasta, fresh tomatoes, olive oil, and basil, the executive remarked that to get the calibration correct, takes unusual expertise and uncommon prowess. That's an important word for all three of us to keep top of mind as we tighten up our A games, elevate our performance, and accelerate our contribution to the world. Calibration. Dialing in the finest of attitudes and refining the littlest of details is what granularity and ascension into the orbit of your inherent genius and a life magically lived is all about. The eccentric magnate then placed the piece of silk from the bottle into a pocket of his shorts and vanished.